Welcome to The New Perspective. This is Rena Risper, and you're listening to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com. I'm in the studio with AJ Gross. He is the president of ALG Tax Solutions. And before the break, we were talking about tax issues, but we're going to go back and talk about what he did prior to going into the tax field, which is kind of interesting. You began your professional career at Motorola Freescale Semiconductor as an advanced powertrain account manager. And that is a mouthful.
Sure.
But not only that, you managed an 80 million automotive powertrain account.
Correct.
That sounds pretty complicated to me.
It is. It was somewhat complicated.
What did you go to school for? What was your degree in?
I graduated from Michigan State as an electrical engineer. So I started as an electrical engineer, and straight out of college, I went to Motorola to be what they call a technical sales engineer. And Motorola, at the time, they also did semiconductors. Semiconductors, similar, you think of a Pentium chip in your computer. Mm-hmm. Well, there are chips in your car. There is... I would say thousands of chips in your car, where what I specifically did was in powertrain is that there's an engine controller in your car that controls all the aspects of your car
and
the
in
timing.
Chip.
It's all designed in a chip, and it's, and that chip is then put in a board. The tier one would be, say, Bosch or Visteon, and then... they would then design the board and the module that would go into Ford, GM,
the vehicles.
Or Chrysler vehicles.
Okay, I got it. I'm following this. Listeners, you already know that, you know, I'm not scientific. I'm kind of socially oriented. So I can't believe I'm following this myself. He said first tier. Is it first tier?
Tier one,
which is the person that that buys.
Yeah, you have there's different tiers. So GM, Ford, and Chrysler are the main customer.
Tier one.
Or they're the main customer.
They're the main customer.
Then tier one would be the supplier to GM.
Okay, I
Ford,
got you.
And so that would be Delphi,
okay.
Visteon.
Yeah.
And then a tier two, which was Motorola, would be products that go into the products that Visteon or Delphi designs.
Designs, okay.
And then that goes into
back to the
to
tier
Ford, to tier Ford GM.
Okay, I oh boy, listeners,
yeah,
Rena Risper's got it finally. She's right. Finally got it. Now, how is that? How is that compared to what you do now, which is, you know, finding solutions to the individuals or businesses' tax issues?
There was a lot of program management with at Motorola, so. There was working with various individuals within organizations. So it was all based on helping get the situation, getting a solution for a particular problem. So, and that's what engineering is figuring out what a solution for a problem is. And getting all your data together, figuring out how the data fits together, and then figuring out that solution. So... it fits together pretty well because that's all what taxes are.
So I'm thinking to myself, you probably have some really great plays out there. The way your mind is like thinking, I can see like sparks going on in your head right now. It's like you probably have some really great plays out there for them kids that you coach.
Yeah, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
But in the interim, did you think that just going out on your own, that it was just the best thing that you should do?
I felt that in the corporate world, it wasn't just for me. And it was more because in the corporate world, you would find, say, my manager and higher-ups, they would be out of the home maybe 2 times a week. So they're traveling 2 times a week or 2 weeks out of the month. Let me change that. Two weeks out of the month. And they weren't making all that much more money than I was. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the balance of family and work, is it really worth it?
I totally understand where you're coming from with that one.
And so then I decided that I wanted to go into a smaller environment and smaller business, and that's when I went into accounting and taxes.
Okay. And what was that like? What was that like, moving from one thing to the other, going from corporate to being self-employed? Was it like a mental game for you? Like, this is what I have to do. Did you have everything in order? You know, what were some of the challenges? We'll talk a little bit more about that after we come back from break. But I did want to ask you just one small question, if you can just give me a couple of sentences. You know, what makes someone move from corporate to being self-employed?
The main thing would be they want to be more impactful in what they're doing. You're just a cog in the wheel when you're in corporate world, and that cog is very small. But when you are self-employed, you're everything.
Oh, that was a good one. We'll have to go back on that one and write it down and send it out to Brainy Quotes.
Right.
You're listening to The New Perspective. My name is Rena Risper. I'm in the studio with AJ Gross. He's the president of ALG Tax Solutions, and we'll be right back after the break.